Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into a fascinating realm, dystopian fiction. Specifically, Leila Lalami's Dream Hotel.
Ooh, dystopian fiction. Always a fun ride, right? So what's this Dream Hotel all about? Is it like a literal hotel of nightmares?
Haha, not quite, although it's definitely unsettling. It's about this near future where technology has taken over, you know, Big Brother style, but with a private sector twist. Our protagonist, Sarah, gets caught up in this system because of a little device called a Dream Saver.
A Dream Saver sounds invasive. What does it do?
Well, it's implanted and tracks your dreams, then shares them with third parties and the government. Supposed to give you more time by optimizing your sleep, but as you can imagine, things go south. Fast. She gets detained because of a high risk assessment score related to her dreams.
Whoa, okay, that's creepy. So it's like a social credit system meets dream surveillance? That's a new one, I see.
Exactly. The book blends familiar dystopian themes like surveillance and loss of privacy with a unique twist. The author, Leila Lalami, even uses excerpts from terms of service and emails to build the world. Very clever. Got it.
I'm intrigued, but doesn't that make it feel a bit derivative? Like we've seen these ideas before?
That's a fair point. I mean, it does draw on 1984, Minority Report, and even Kafka. But Lalami combines them in a fresh way, focusing on the insidious creep of technology and the compromises we make for convenience. Think targeted ads, but on steroids.
So the real horror isn't jackbooted thugs, but subtly manipulative tech companies.
Precisely. Plus, there's this disturbingly realistic portrayal of private prisons profiting off detainees. It's pretty unsettling. The article also points out that dystopian fiction is booming, with classics like 1984 seeing a surge in sales recently. It's timely.
Definitely makes you think. Though, if it's so similar to other works, is it really worth reading?
I'd say so. The article concludes that while the themes might be familiar, the execution is engaging enough to make Dream Hotel worth checking out. Just be glad you don't have to actually check in.
Ha, good one. All right, I'm sold. Thanks for the insightful overview. I'll definitely add Dream Hotel to my reading list.
Absolutely. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.